91X News.
It's minus 8 and sunny at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Heron. A stretch of the 401 is open after an accident and chemical spill Tuesday. The section between Mallorytown Road and Reynolds Road remained closed for just over a day for cleanup. OPP removed the last transport truck yesterday around 5:30. The barricades were lifted in that stretch of the highway late last night. The transport truck driver who died in the 30-vehicle crash Tuesday has been identified. He is 45-year-old Ian Melville from Hamilton. He died in hospital. Loyalist College's athletic banquet last night recognized students' athletes' accomplishments in the classroom and with their team. OCAA's academic awards were presented to 63 athletes who exceeded an average of 80%. 14 students had a 90-plus average. Athletic Director Jim Buck presented volleyball players Adam Sticklin and Sarah Piena Yafu with Top Athlete of the Year awards. Fourth-year student Sticklin from Lindsay led his team in scoring this year. Sarah Piena Yafu from Ottawa is the top female athlete for the second year in a row, leading her team in scoring. She also was recognized for posting the top points in the OCAA. Police are asking the public's help in locating a federal offender. Garifu Kuner is wanted by both the Windsor Police and the OPP for separate offenses. They include three counts of fraud, uttering death threats, and firearm-related offenses. The 31-year-old man is described as 6'3". He has brown eyes and a shaved head with a Middle Eastern complexion. Among his many tattoos, he has one of Punjabi on the right side of his neck and a tiger on his right forearm. Police say he is known to appear frequently in the Windsor and Greater Toronto area. Anyone with information is asked to call Ontario's Repeat Offender Parolee Enforcement Squad. The fear of drones interfering with planes has prompted the federal government to roll out new rules on them. Transport Minister Marc Garneau says that recreation drones accidents have spiked.
Up to now, we have had the do's and don'ts for recreational drone use, but they were only guidelines, and there were no penalties for ignoring them. Under the Aeronautics Act, when there is a significant risk to aviation, I have the power to issue an interim order until new regulations can be enacted.
New rules on drones and other unmanned vehicles are expected to be announced by the federal government in June. President Trump's travel ban is not in effect today. A federal judge stopped it late last night. Kenneth Morton reports.
Trump fired up at a rally in Nashville, his signature domestic security proposal, hours away from going into effect, temporarily stopped by a federal judge in Hawaii.
The order he blocked was a watered-down version of the first order.
Trump's first version to ban travelers from several predominantly Muslim countries caused chaos at airports. The revised ban exempted green card holders and existing visas, but that judge said it was discriminatory against Muslims.
Trump calls the ruling an example of unprecedented judicial overreach. However, the U.S. budget is out. President Trump has released his budget today, all $1.15 trillion of it. However, it reveals that the government is cutting spending in finance to pay for more military. It also identifies a down payment on the U.S.-Mexico border wall. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney talked about it on CBS this morning.
We came at it, actually wrote the budget by going through the president's speeches, going through the interviews he had given and talking to him directly and finding out what his priorities were. We took those words, those policies, and turned them into numbers.
The military will see an additional $54 billion at the cost of cuts to foreign aid and domestic agencies. In Trump's budget, there is no funding to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. In fact, Trump wants Obama's program gone. The program has pumped more than $2.2 billion into the 8-state region for projects that have removed the toxic waste from industrial harbors, fought invasive species such as Asian carp, restored wildlife habitat, and supported efforts to prevent harmful algae blooms. The initiative has generally received about $300 million a year. Congress voted last year to authorize the program for 5 more years. A Trump campaign representative said last fall the Republican nominee supported the program. Over to Europe. Brexit is now moving forward after the bill received royal assent. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Union notification of the withdrawal bill has now received the assent of the British Queen. Royal assent is actually a formality. No monarch has refused to sign a bill for more than 300 years. It means, though, that Prime Minister Theresa May is now free to invoke Article 50 of the EU's key treaty, triggering 2 years of exit negotiations. May says she'll do this by March 31. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Under the terms of the EU bill, Britain will no longer be a member of the bloc 2 years after May issues a notification. The British government hopes to seal a new free trade deal between the UK and the bloc in that time. Paris offices of the International Monetary Fund were evacuated after a letter bomb exploded. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Armed military officers arrived quickly to cordon off the Western Paris compound, which also houses the French office of the World Bank. Paris police say the explosion lightly injured a secretary in the face and ear. The incident comes a day after a package containing low-grade explosives was sent to a German government office. Mailroom employees there had called in experts, which destroyed it with a controlled explosion.
France remains in a state of emergency after a string of deadly Islamic extremist attacks over the past 2 years. And there was another one. A French police officer says a high school principal and two others have been shot by a 17-year-old student. None of the injuries are life-threatening. Angela Charlton reports that shooting took place in a famous town in the south.
The incident happened in the town of Grasse, which is a perfume capital in southern France. Such school shootings are quite rare, and so it was a shocking incident.
The student has been arrested for possessing weapons. The official said that there did not appear to be any other suspects, although police are working to remove all doubt. That is QNET News on 91X. It is 12:07. Sports is next.
It's cold outside, and the best thing you can do is curl up in a blanket, drink some hot cocoa, and play a game. Whether it's with friends, family, or solo, Stephen License has them all.
For friends and family, they've got special editions of Risk, Monopoly, Yahtzee, Scrabble, and of course, Bingo.
Looking for an activity you can do on your own or with a friend? Try Paint by Numbers, Darts, Model Kits and Supplies, and much more. Perfect for that cold winter's day.
Check out all the games and hobbies at Stephen License, 288 Front Street, downtown Belleville.
In sports, the schedule is up for the second round of playoff action between the Wellington Dukes and the Coburg Cougars. The puck drops tomorrow night in Wellington for game one. In the OHL last night, the Petes beat Ottawa 2-0. With two games left in the regular season, Peterborough needs 1 point to clinch the East Division title. Ottawa's fate is unknown. They're sitting sixth, needing 1 point to clinch the playoffs. Oshawa won against Barrie 4-2. In basketball, the Dallas Mavericks boosted their slim playoff hopes with a 112-107 win over the Washington Wizards. Mavericks guard Seth Curry says it was a nice win during an important road trip.
To come on a road against a great team in the Eastern Conference, to get off to a slow start like we did and keep grinding and tough it out. It does a lot for us going on to the rest of this four-game trip.
NHL action last night. Colorado beat Detroit 3-1. The Detroits beat the Blues 2-1. The Flames' winning streak is done at 10. Brad Marchand scored his 36th goal of the season as the Bruins beat Calgary 5-2 at the Scotiabank Saddledome. Flames coach Glenn Gultzan says there won't be any special preparation to help his team get over the loss.
Same as we've always done. Game 1 to game, now 70. We'll go over what we should have done better. And we'll just get right back to the same routine. We play every second night. We won't change. We won't lose a step. We'll just go with our same routine.
Wayne Simmonds scored the 200th goal of his career to lead the Philadelphia Flyers to a 4-0 victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Penguins center Sidney Crosby says they felt they could rally from the 2-0 deficit, but it never happened.
It's 2-0 for a long time, and we have a lot of opportunities to make it 2-1 at least and get ourselves within a shot, but we didn't do that, and they end up getting that third one that kind of, put it away.
In baseball, a report is out on the events that led to Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez's death in September. It states that Fernandez was the probable driver of the speeding boat that crashed into a Miami Beach jet ski. In Belleville, for the weather, it's -8 and mainly sunny. The wind will start to pick up this afternoon, gusting to up to 40 kilometers an hour. Tonight, the wind will die down, gusting around 20 kilometers with a low of -11. At 12:10, it's -8. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Heron, News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.